This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And I'm Greg Schindel, the trained singer. And you are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and chuggin', you know that engine will reach that summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-click. Hey, yeah, that's right. Hey, guess what I'm doing? I'm playing it myself today. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-clack, and away we go into 2018. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, you know, Greg?
Yes, train singer.
You know, there's a closing line in the classic train song, Wreck of the Old 97, where it's sung, "Now all you ladies, please take warning from this time now and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He may leave you and never return." You know, I had to laugh out loud when I heard a passenger woman say, "My God, why don't you just let him go? Let him go. I had enough of that guy." Well, you know, that's how train singer and I feel about 2017. God knows what's next. and he's not talking. Hey, I hope for good health, good water, and an increased awareness of how connected we all are. And by the way, may the force be with us. Yes. That makes me think of a song. Hey, here we go. Say goodbye to yesterday. Yesterday's had its time. Say hello to right now. And start feeling fine. Woo! Feeling so fine. Feeling so fine. Feeling so fine. I had a bad dream last night. There was closets and fire. You're ahead on wheels, baby. So just roll with your tire. Roll with your tire. Yeah, whoa. Yeah. And say goodbye to yesterday. Yesterday's had its time. Say hello to right now. Right now. Start feeling fine. Woo, yeah. Feeling so fine. Feeling so fine, yeah. Feeling so fine. You live with love or you don't. That's easy. Come on, that's easy. Don't say that you won't. Well, that's easy. Yesterday, cause yesterday's had its time. Say hello to right now. Start feeling so fine, so fine. Oh, oh yeah. Ooh, so fine, so fine, so fine, so fine, so fine. I'm feeling so fine, yeah. I am, I really am, so fine, ooh, feeling so fine, so fine, so fine, so fine, ooh, right now, ooh, you gotta be in the now, of course, right now, right, you know, by the way, you know, right now is actually hard to catch, you know, now, if I were to say now, 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 like three times, two of those nows would already be in the past, so, I guess I got to be really quick to be in the now, or how do I stay in the now? Uh-oh, Greg. Now, now. All right, right, train, train. Hey, Greg.
Yes?
Do you remember when you first began singing on the Skunk Train 30 years ago? Oh,
man. Hey, we used to dream of buying that period building across the tracks from the Skunk Depot. Remember that? Oh, I sure do. Yes, I do, Greg. Well, we were going to call it Train Singers. Yep. Special lunches and dinners and lattes and, you know, kind of like the Brick House or the, you know, Lou's Caboose, those places. Like, they're doing a pretty good job right now. But we'd fix up those old rail cars that are over there, and God, each one would serve a different special. Yeah. And a stage where we could perform anytime we wanted. Yeah, pay ourselves what we could get, too. Hey, I would wear my train singer outfit. And I'd do train songs. And Greg, why? You could wear whatever you want. And you could do your songs, too. Oh, my, what a dream. Hey, I remember also that we'd need about $5 million to pull this off, right? And we wanted to keep it going, you know, because, you want to get some employees in there before it gets established. You need to be that much money so they'd all get paid. They wouldn't have to worry about business. They'd all have benefits. They'd love it. And they'd work hard because after 5 years, you can't guarantee anything, you know. Anyway. But we would have had to buy a lottery ticket. And we weren't buying the tickets at that time, were we, Greg? No, we were not. So dream on, we will. Hey, but meanwhile, let's pretend we did buy a ticket. And, of course, we won mighty big. And now Train Singers is established and it's really popular. You know, kind of just like Boxcar Willie's little show. He had his own place. Well, anyway. So today, the Bipolar Express is stopping by world-renowned Train Singers. And we're on stage with Greg Schindel and the Train Singer. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hey, one at a time, please. Hey, whoopee! Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, good to see you. Shh, go ahead, clap. Yeah, okay. Hey, yeah, wee! Gosh, I'm glad you're very enthusiastic today. So, enjoy your hummus. Hey, today we have Lauren from the radio station KLLGLP 97.9 FM. Hey, how you doing there, Lauren? Say something.
Hey. See,
I just, that wasn't my voice. So there you go. And she's going to be playing this later on, you know, Arrowhead and Willits and Little Lake Valley and beyond. We never know who's listening. Okay, Train. Hey, why don't you just kick us off with some kind of a train song, all right? Okay, here we go. Yeah, you know this train is bound for glory. This train's bound for the glory train. Now this train, she's bound for glory, don't care another but the rise on the holy train, she's the bound for the glory, yeah. Woo! Hey, Greg. Now this train's a good time train. Oh, good time train. This train's a good time train, Lord, Lord. We're bound for the glory, that's right. Whoa. Hey, this train, we sing and dance on this train. Whoa. Yes, we sing and dance on this train. This train, you sing and dance, swing on the board, now take a chance, baby. Bound for the glory. Whoa, what is that? We got red. Woo! Now this train's bound for Willits. Willits, this train. This train bound for Willits, this train. This train's bound for Willits, crack some eggs and heat those skillets, cause you know we're bound for the glory. Now the train, she's bound for glory, the train. Train is bound for glory. These chains bound for glory don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. Yeah, this train is bound for glory now. This train. Yes, I feel better already, you know, singing and dancing and good times. Hey, you know, as my friend Albert Sajo says, I want to bear witness. I want to tell what I feel when I see what's happening before my eyes. And I can hardly believe what I see happening before my eyes. I want to stand in a field and preach. I want to be a field preacher like John Muir's father. I want to stand under an open sky in a field, and I want to exhort and lament, oraculate, enthuse, inveigh, scold, rail, storm and rage, and rage on, wail and bewail, elegize, lyricize, incite, declaim, expostulate, razz, sermonize, harangue. I want to outspeak. I want to hold forth, rant and rave. I want to lay it on thick. I want to muckrake. I want to rhapsodize. I want to preach till I'm sweating. I want to work up a lather till finally I fall back and the sky opens to me and glorious beauty lights on me and I hear what every son must hear and every father say. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Gosh. There's a man, he lives in the country. Oh, he's next to the land. And he hopes for every new day. And he's doing what he can. And his head is always way up in the sky. So many hands have helped him to get by. Ah, and he sees their faces, and he knows he has to try. La 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 la. And all around his head spin those crazy dreams, all about how to make it through. Every day here's another scheme, all about what he has to do. And he keeps on going, he don't know why. And there's all the fixings there to get him high. And they say he's got that lost look in his eyes. And then one day, he took a walk across an open field. He's talking to himself, all about himself. And the time before they cut the tree, how the way to heaven opens every day. And you can never know how much you'll have to pay. But down or up, you can always choose the way to heaven. It opens every day, every brand new day. A little bit of love will take you on heaven, every single day, every single day, every single day. Ah, the way to heaven, it opens every day. Yeah, yeah, well, it's easy, you know, it's easy to forget how all things pass, you know, even those good times, you know, things are going well for you. Don't worry, it'll pass. You know, sometimes you're in your darkest period, there are opportunities, they're just coming up. They're just out of reach, you know, you just don't see them. So keep a little positive. I'm talking to myself, of course. Hey, it's very tricky to keep balance these days, I have to say. And we definitely must get together. And we are here at KLLG, by the way. And if there were enough collected consciousnesses, you know, enough brains that we could unify together, come together and harmonize, you know, for the common good of all. Amazing things can happen. And it's like that hundred monkey story, you know, when there's enough brains, collective brains, thinking and doing the same thing at one place, it affects the behavior of the brains in another location. I mean, doing the same thing all of a sudden. It's without any physical contact at all. But then again, maybe we're just all monkeys. See no evil and hear no evil and speak no evil to it. I'm a monkey and you're a monkey. Which monkey are you? 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 monkeys around. 16, 17, 80, 90, 100 monkey sound. It's the 100 monkey sound. 100 monkey sound. Well, I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. The big baboon of the light of the moon was combing his auburn hair. The monkey, he got drunk, sat on the elephant's trunk. The elephant sneezed, went to his knees. That was the end of the monkey. Woo! Monkey on the elephant's trunk. The monkey on the elephant. Hundred monkeys out. Woo! Ha! Come on. Welcome to the circus. Welcome to the big town. Won't you come inside? Let that grinning wingmaster take you for a ride. Whoa! Come on, let's go take a pleasure ride. It's not so hard to do. Cruise out on the open road. Feels just like a zoo. Monkey ranch and monkey trap. And even monkey bars. Monkey face in outer space. The monkeys are driving cars. Whoa! Monkeys driving cars. Monkeys driving them. Beep, 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 100 monkey, 100 monkey sound. Monkey chased the weasel, on it all in fun. Whoa, the monkey chased the weasel, and he thinks it's all in fun. But put your money in his cup when the organ grinder's done. Organ grinder, when the organ grinder's done. Kerplunk, 100 monkey sound. You know, there's monkeys in the jungle, monkeys in Bombay. Monkeypox, Ebola virus, blow us all away. When we reach that 100 monkey, what will the monkeys do? Act like you and me, cause we're just monkeys. Are we just monkeys? We're just monkeys. That's 100 monkey sound. I see no evil and hear no evil and speak no evil too. Hey, I'm a monkey and you're a monkey, which monkey I am? 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 monks around. 16, 7 and 80, 90, 100 monkeys sound. It's Honda Monkey Sound. Honda Monkey. Honda Monkey, Honda Monkey, Honda Monkey Sound. Well, there's a monkey on the elephant's trunk. Monkey on the elephant's trunk. There's a monkey on the elephant's trunk. A monk on trunk. Monk on trunk, trunk, trunk. Up, monk, trunk. Hey, this is KLLG LP 97.9 FM. Woo! And you are on the BB Lyric Spruce. And we are at Trained Singers Entertainment Restaurant Fantasy. Hey, you know, speaking of the Trumpster, my biggest fear about this guy is this world that's arming itself right now. And you know, there's no stopping it once the button gets pushed. You know, it's really not a new idea for us, this generation. Now, I'm going to preach you a sermon about old man Adam, and I'm not talking about the Adam in the Bible, Dadam, and I'm not talking about the Adam that Mother Eve mated. I'm talking about the thing that science liberated. I'm talking about the thing that Einstein's scared of, and if Einstein's scared, I'm scared. Hey, if you're afraid of the A-bomb, this is what you got to do. You got to gather all the people together with you, because if you don't get together and do it, before you know it, he's going to blow this world plumb to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Yeah, you know, life used to be such a simple joy. The cyclotron was just a super toy. And folks got born, they'd work, and they'd marry. Why, the atom was just a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the job was done. They hitched up the power of the golden sun. They put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while diplomats were splitting hairs. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Well, the Adams International, in spite of that hysteria, flourished in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're white, black, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be? That is the question. Now, the answer to all this ain't military datum, like who got there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of this world got to decide their fate. You got to get together or disintegrate. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal. Oh, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Yes, it's up to the people, because the atom don't care. You can't fence him in. He's just like air. He doesn't give a hoot about politics or who got what into whichever fix. All he wants to do is sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Hey, now the moral of this is just as plain as day. An old mad Adam, he's here to stay, and he's going to stick around. That's plain to see. But my beloved, are we? So, listen, folks, here's my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini, I don't know, free. Oh, my goodness. 3 Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima. Wait, oh, gosh, Greg. Hey, you know, I remember hearing about this from a group called the Kingston Trio. Hey, how about this? Remember this? Oh, they're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch.
And I don't like anybody very much. But we can be thankful and tranquil and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we know for certain that one lovely day, someone will set the spark off, and we will all be blown away. Oh, yes, they're rioting in Africa. There's strife in Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow. That's right. Man, not woman. Man. Hey, gee whiz, you know, Gregory, how do we deal with this? Pretty grim. Oh, I don't know. Just kind of get used to it, don't you? Or just put it out of your mind. That's right. You just have to stretch a little. Take another look. To know your way around you is like an open book. Yeah. You just have to stretch a little. Take another look. To know your way around you like an open book. And don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. That's right. You have ideas to take her. Do you know your part? And when you're close together, you can feel her heart. That's right. You have ideas to take her. Do you know your part? And when you're close together, feel her heart. And don't mind your mind, no. Don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Look out. Oh, oh. Don't mind your mind. Don't mind your mind. Yeah. Stretching and just cancel your mind out, white it right out there on KLLGLP 97.9. Ooh, look out now. Hey, I gotta keep moving right here. You know, I just stretch a little bit here. Ow! Gee! You know, I stretch in it and it still hurts. And it makes me wanna bring Albert back into this. And I have to repeat this because. Put this in, just sit back and listen to this and imagine what it would be like. Analgesia, land of pain free. It was almost time for lunch. Pain is human, says Wallace Stevens. Anyway, Albert, I propose a crash program to relieve human society from all pain by the year 2020. What do you think of that, Lauren? Pretty nice, huh? Hey, I mean fast. Fast relief from pain of every kind, both mind and body. Even basic, uneasy, ontological pain of upholding improbable state called life. Hey, total relief so there's not a twinge of pain in any human worldwide. I'm talking about massive research into finer and finer pain-killing substances. Till we have one that will give instant, permanent relief from all pain in human life. Hey, let's take the bucks from high-energy physics, cancer, and cardiovascular research. And all the... Whoops, that was just my watch. It's okay. And all the bucks we cost up to support myth of contending nation-states, high-tech aerospace projects, etc. All the earth-destroying projects that... got us knee-deep in excrement. Earthwild, and turned world into a combo plate of Big Mac, Coke, fries. with a side of sukiyaki plus two scoops rice. Let's take these bucks to fund the most awesome crash program the world has ever seen. Let's get down to basics. Let's forget those endless bull pucky projects we've been frittering our time and money away on. And address problem numero uno in human life. Pain. Ooh, ow. The total elimination of pain by the end of the decade. Let's make neuroendocrinology the new glamour science, along with the lines of these are the guys who are gonna give us fast, fast relief from pain for life. Headache? Toothache? Pain in the neck? Stub toe? Pain of mild or severe trauma? Hurtful psychic states? Lower back pain, etc. All things of the past. Hey, I got cancer. And it don't hurt a bit. And I'm not even worried about it. Heart attack? No problem. I just felt a little bump. I feel just fine now. Just another way to go. No pain. Hey, I just lost my job. And my wife left me. But that's life. It don't hurt. And I'm very optimistic something else equally painless is right around the corner. Life is pain-free, Lark. No matter what happens, you may be sure of one thing. It won't hurt. Now, we can relax. Relax deep. Oh, God. It's a miracle. I am absolutely pain-free through every fiber of my being. I may be dying, but I feel great. These neuroendocrinology guys are saints. Give them all the money they want. Hey, and throw in some Nobel Prizes for sure. Yes. Yes, pain. But then again, if your devotion is what's on your mind, most then our devotion is, say it, pain.
Pain.
That's right. She knows. Pain is what hurts. But pain needs no definition. It is universally felt and known. Yes, indeed. Body-mind combo hurts. Period. Eliminate pain, nothing hurts. Lauren, is there life beyond pain? Are we ready for pain-free?
Yeah, always.
We will change. We will. We're so attached to hurting, we think it's natural. But is it? We are so attached to being painfully sick and sad. We're so careful to be safe from pain, even as we pain. We fear pain and build fortresses against it, but pain always manages to rake through every defense and make us hurt. Ah! We get no respect from nature, pain-wise. Pain has been our constant companion since birth. I hurt, therefore I am. And to say a good word for pain, well, isn't it advantageous to organism as signal of dysfunction or trauma? But I ask, couldn't nature have come up with a signal that didn't hurt? A gentle nudge, say, as you would nudge a loved one. Howsoever, without pain, won't we feel just empty, like a deflated balloon? A large part of our humanity is a heritage of pain. Pain is not ancillary to civilization. Civilization is specifically an expression of pain. Every major human institution depends on pain, be it government, church, industry, or commerce. Civilization is a monument to pain. Do you realize what you're asking when you propose pain-free world by year 2020? You are asking us to give up being who we are. But who are we? let's face it. As we are, aren't we nothing more than one long exercise in pain modulation? In short, you're asking us to die to our very selves, our very painful selves. What price? Pain-free. Ooh, wow. Well, you know, I stay awake sometimes with that pain. I've got a sleepless night. There's a thousand things rolling across my mind. I'm playing music. It just won't do it this time. And there's morning birds calling. Morning birds calling. Morning birds calling. And I'm all night, and I can't close my eyes. Restless, barefoot, walking, and if you will only hear, there's rain in my heart, pain in my heart, rain in my heart, and I'm a all night. I'm up and I'm down. I'm up and I'm down. I can't seem to get my rest. So I go to find my dog. She wants to sleep, but now she's gone. I look in the mirror. It's the same old stuff. And there's blue on my window. Blue on my window. Blue on my window. And I've been I'm up. Ooh, oh, I'm up all night. Yeah, man. I've had a few of those, haven't you? You know, you rise up in the morning, you get the fire burning hot. Try not to burn your fingers while warming up your hands. You filling in the cracks in the floor, in the roof and in the door. Sharing precious moments, light falling golden on the shore. I'm looking forward to the joy reappearing on the other side. Forward to the joy reappearing on the other side.
walk together, stop along the way. If you run to get there, you may have to run to stay, yeah. Or filling in the cracks in the floor, in the roof and in the door. Sharing precious moments like falling golden on the shore. Looking forward to the joy reappearing on the other side. Forward to the joy reappearing on the other side. Oh, forward to the joy, forward to the joy, forward to the joy, 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 forward to the joy reappearing on the other side. Forward to the joy on the other side. On the other side? The other side, Gregory? I used to hear my old jazz musician friend say, Gregory, you so far outside that you are on the other side. I guess that was a compliment from then, but hey, it's kind of like those two Swedes, Sven and Oli. Sven goes, hey, Sven, how do I get to the other side of this lake? And he says, oh, Oli, you already on the other side. Oh, yes. Hey, Tringus, getting carried away with that one, I guess. Well, no matter what side you're on, inside, outside, B-side, hey, let there be joy on all sides. And KLLGLP 97.9. Woo, crazy, crazy, great. Hey, Greg, you're talking about yourself right now. I know, I'm on a roll here. Bipolar Express, here we are on stage at Train Singers. Train Singers, fantasy restaurant, entertaining. Okay. It's nice to have our own stage, isn't it? Hey, okay, trains. Now, you know, trains are often a metaphor for life. Oh, boy. Well, a drunkard lay on the barroom floor. He drunk till he couldn't drink no more. He fell asleep with a troubled brain, and he dreamt he was on the hellbound train. Hellbound train, hellbound train, hellbound train. He fell asleep with a troubled brain and he dreamt he was on the hellbound train. Now the fireman, he was a crazy tramp. The headlight, it was a brimstone lamp. The tank was full of lager beer, and the devil himself was the engineer on the hellbound train. Now the engine flew at a horrible pace, brimstone burning hand and face. Worse and worse that roadbed grew, faster and faster that engine flew on the hellbound train. Well, he blowed that whistle and he rung the bell, and the devil said, hey boy, next stop's hell. All the passengers yelled in pain, begged to the devil, stop the train. Hellbound train, hellbound train, hellbound train. And all those passengers yelled in pain, they begged to the devil, stop the train. Now the devil, he laughed at their misery. He hollered and he yelled, he roared with glee. You paid your fare with the rest of my load. You got to ride to the end of the road on the hellbound train. Now you rock the weep, you done wrong to the poor. You turn hungry folk away from the door. Laid up gold till your purses bust. Ruin young gals with your beastly lust. Hellbound train. You mocked at God with your stubborn pride. Murdered, killed, cheated, lied. Double-crossed partners, cussed and stole. You belong to me, body and soul. The hellbound train. Now you paid your fare at the Shawnee Bar. Ooh, now you're gonna ride in the devil's car. This is one time I am no liar. Carry you all to the land of fire. Hellbound train. Hellbound train. Hellbound train. Oh, this is one time I am no liar. Carry you all to the land of fire.
flames and roar. Scorch and you'll sizzle from the rind to the core. The barroom rang with a horrible scream. Ah! As a drunkard woke from his horrible dream. Down on his knees on the barroom floor, he prayed and he prayed as never before. And his prayers and vows were not in vain, and he rode no more on the hellbound train. Hellbound train, hellbound train, hellbound train. Prayers and vows were not in vain, and he rode no more on the hellbound train. Yeah, boy, that really gets to me. Doesn't it get to you? Yeah, it does. It kind of scared me a little bit, Greg. Okay. Right now, no more hellbound train for me. I'm just going to stick with that glory stuff. People get ready. You know the trains are coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready for that train to Jordan. Picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the door and board 'em. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. Well, there ain't no room for that hopeless sinner. And all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. There's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, you know the train is a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Yeah, oh boy, I just love that song. You know, that was written by Curtis Mayfield, if you were curious. Hey, this is Greg Schindel and Train Singer on stage at Train Singer's Entertainment Restaurant Fantasy on the People Express. And we are beaming to you out there from KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio. You know, we've been having a little bit of rain lately. And there's a Native American myth about the owl. And how the owl, if you hear the owl call your name, you better get your affairs in order. But I was inspired by this and I wrote this little tune. When the bird catches a bug on the bark of a tree and a shadow of a hawk floats by your knee, will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden, steal into the garden, and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain. Again, already, woo! When the owl is flying by your side, sitting on the line when you go by, will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden, will you steal into the garden and hear
the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. The owl is sitting on the line, calling your name when you go by. Will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden. Will you steal into the garden and hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again? And hear the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain. Oh, pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again. Well, I love the sound of that rain out there, by the way. We need a lot more of that. I'm going to place my guitar here. I notice we have 10 minutes left. Ah, I'll have room for some music next week, I can tell you that. Goody for me. I generally overwrite these songs. Okay, well, speaking of rain, how does snow falling with the rain make you feel? Snow falling with the rain. I saw your face the other day in a friend, reminding me of you. Snow falling with the rain. I saw your face the other day in the trees with birds flying free, snow falling with the rain. I saw your face the other day in the trees, birds flying free, snow falling with the rain. Song I say, so long, my dear ones. To be remembered is to live forever, and sometimes I miss you really hard. Now, how much time do we have here, girl? Getting close? 5 minutes. Oh, geez. Well, I'm gonna take advantage of that moment. Tick tock, tick tock. Gregory, Gregory, you're wasting time. Shh, stop talking to me like that train. I know, I know. Do you ever talk to yourself, Lauren?
All the time. Oh,
well, then I'm okay here. So, crumble it down. We don't want to allow too much. Okay. I'm gonna, good thing I didn't drop it on the floor. So, I did remember we are at this
fantasy entertainment place, and it's me and Train, or Train and me. Oh my God. Jeez. Anyway, here we go. This is a little song, a simple one. This is all about the sun and the moon and the stars. Auto harp time. Woo! Warm sunlight, moon, cool moonlight, stars at night, shining bright, sun and moon and stars shine bright. Sun and moon and stars shine bright. I wish that for all of you out there. Shining stars. And how many minutes we got? I feel like we got 3 minutes? 2 minutes? Gee whiz. Hey, hey. Look at me go. Look at me go. Yes, that's me. That's called cheap filler. Whoa. You know, when it's 1 minute, tell me I got 1 minute, okay? Because I want to just play this as fast and as hard as I can. Oh, here we go. Oh, my brothers and my sister, got a hand on the plow, and we're working as hard as we know how. Feeling kind of low, what do we do now? When the times are hard and the children are crying, friends getting old, many are dying. Hard to be here now without hearing the sign. Okay, that's when I like to sing, high and low, loud and soft, fast, slow, I like to dance up and down, fast and slow, and all around and around and around and around, and praise something greater. Oh, praise something greater. Praise something greater with my song and my dance. Hey, this is Train Singer on KLLGLP. Have a good time. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Or not seeing you. I'll see you on the street. Yeah. Hey, Lauren. Thanks a lot. Wee wee. We're just going to play on out. Oh, yeah. Boom, 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 boom,